Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting article from The Atlantic about motivating kids. It's titled, The Wrong Way to Motivate Your Kid. Pretty intriguing, right?
Definitely. It seems like it's going against the typical takeaway privileges approach many parents use. So what's the main takeaway?
Well, the author Russell Shaw argues that when a child is struggling, taking away what they love, like the wrestling team example, is counterproductive. He emphasizes focusing on a child's strengths, their islands of competence, rather than fixating on their weaknesses.
Islands of competence? I like that analogy. So instead of harping on bad grades, parents should look for areas where the kid excels.
Exactly. Shaw talks about how strength-based parenting, you know, building on those skills, leads to lower stress and higher engagement in school. He contrasts this with the weakness-focused approach, which can damage a child's confidence.
That makes sense. When you're good at something, it builds your confidence, and that can spill over into other areas, right?
Right. He gives examples of students who excel in one area, arts, athletics, and how that boosts their overall resilience. He even mentions his own daughter, who thrives in her weekend job, which helps her handle academic setbacks.
So how can parents practically apply this islands of competence idea?
Shaw outlines 5 steps. Identify the island, name it, build on it, use strengths to address weaknesses, and tell an optimistic story. It's all about nurturing those strengths and fostering a positive environment.
It sounds a bit like positive reinforcement, but more nuanced. I do wonder, though, isn't there a risk of ignoring genuine areas needing improvement?
That's a valid point, but Shaw isn't saying to completely ignore weaknesses. He suggests leveraging strengths to tackle those weaknesses. Like, if a kid's good at verbal communication, they might dictate their essay before writing it down. He uses an analogy, like a lighthouse, guiding kids through challenges by focusing on their strengths.
I see. So it's more about approaching the weaknesses from a position of strength rather than just focusing on the deficit. Interesting.
Precisely. And the telling and optimistic story part stood out to me. Instead of constantly pointing out flaws, parents should focus on positive narratives, celebrating genuine achievements.
So not just empty praise, but real, meaningful encouragement.
Exactly. I got it. And Shaw ends by highlighting the shift this framework requires, from fear to possibility, from correction to cultivation. It's about fostering potential, not just fixing problems.
It's a powerful message, really. A reminder that kids, like all of us, thrive when we focus on what we're good at. It's about building confidence and resilience through recognizing strengths.
Absolutely. It's definitely food for thought for all parents. And educators, too. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us for this enlightening discussion on motivating kids the right way. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.